Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Boudreau for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Houdeman. Doby moves to third. Easter moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easter scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. There goes Lepon. The throw from Tresh to Boudreau, and Lepon is out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake strikes out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico fields the ball and throws to Houdeman covering. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Easter reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Easter scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Hal Peck pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Ted Gray now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy scores. Peck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.